McDonald Hall. Over the last century, its students have gone on to become judges, scientists, journalists, and one magician who we don't like to talk about. But just because they went on to change the world, doesn't mean they didn't have any fun while they were here.
A red strobe light flashes.
Oh, what is this noise?
That's Boots. All-around athlete, all-around great guy. Not much of a Death Rooster fan.
Send an alarm clock sound.
That's me, Bruno. Slacker, rules hacker, and all-around not a morning person.
Bruno, we slept in. Practice starts in 10 minutes.
Boots reaches into a mini-fridge, and Bruno tugs on a hanging basket, which opens a secret compartment.
The two of us don't always agree.
They throw pieces of fruit into blenders from across the room.
Our schemes don't always work out.
We are so cut from the team if we're late again.
Just relax. Figured out how to shave 3 minutes off our shortcut. Man, you are so accurate with a frozen comm card.
But we're best friends for life. Roomies forever.
Oh, we gotta go. There's no time for...
Waffles? And nothing could ever change that.
They sprint through the dorm hallway. Title reads, Bruno in Boots. This can't be happening at McDonald Hall. They run past a student painting a mural.
Chris!
Chris smiles and gives the thumbs up. Bruno and Boots run into the laundry room.
Lucky for us, I always have a plan.
They come out dressed in their practice uniforms.
Nice. Finally, some alone time with my flags of the world.
Text reads, Elmer.
Okay, what do I start with?
Bruno steals a flag from Elmer's box and runs away.
You know, I've never envied the boys over the hall before. Until aerial meditation day.
Girls stand in a circle, rubbing their palms together.
Kathy and Diane go to the school across the street. The Scrimmage Academy for Education and Awakening, which has produced just as many judges, scientists, and journalists as McDonald Hall.
Coming through! Gotta borrow this, kinda late. Talk soon, bye!
And that's Sturgeon, our headmaster, always on the lookout for trouble, which usually means me and Boots. Sturgeon's nickname is The Fish, but you don't want to call him that to his face.
Here you go, Willie, the updated you-know-what list. I have divided them into bad seeds and bad apples.
Miss Davis, what do you know about Malbonia?
Is that a skin condition?
Well, technically, it's an unincorporated protectorate with a constitutional monarchy. But the real question is, why is their flag on our pole?
The Fish looks out from his office with a pair of binoculars.
Oh, good Lord.
Underneath the office window, Bruno and Boots drive past on a lawnmower. Laughing, they drive onto a field where a boy is doing push-ups while eating a protein bar.
100.
Text reads Wilbur. The coach looks at his watch.
Roll call!
Look out for that garbage can!
Look out! Oh!
Bruno and Boots crash into a garbage can and fall off the lawnmower. They nonchalantly join their teammates in line.
Yay,
and that's what I call sleeping in style.
Man, it was so relaxing. Why don't we do it every morning?
Never seen you before, okay?
I've been thinking about that, and I kind of have a plan. Of course you do. If we put in job resumes now, dude, we'll have jobs at the hall by the time we graduate, and then we'll never have to leave. I'm just kind of still figuring out how we keep our room.
Okay, helmets on. Let's get lacrossing.
Yeah, practicing will help us beat those York turkeys.
Wouldn't it just be more fun to pull a bunch of hilarious pranks on them, though?
Come on, we're better than that.
The players put their helmets on, and brown slime oozes out.
Is that brain?
Tell me that's not your brain!
It's pudding! And it's on your heads!
The best part is when you put the pudding in the helmet chip.
Ah, yes. McDonald Hall's bitter rivals, York Academy. This isn't a story about that rivalry, but it starts there. Thanks to a really dumb prank called...
The old pudding in a helmet gag. Classic! Let's get out of here.
Later, suckers!
Look on the bright side. Free pudding!
Wilbur dips his hand excitedly into the pudding, the exterior of a glass-paneled building.
Good morning, Headmaster Hartley speaking. Working hard for my students every day in every way.
Cut the bull, Hartley. You know it's me.
Headmaster Sturgeon? Well, somebody's certainly got vinegar on their chips this morning.
Actually, Hartley, I was getting tired of waiting for your call.
Call? What call exactly?
family.
The one where your boys apologize for pulling that infantile prank on my junior lacrosse team?
Prank? What do you mean, prank? We don't have any pranks scheduled here. Well, I'll just check my agenda, shall we?
Prank. No prank.
No, absolutely no prank schedule whatsoever.
Come off it, Hartley. Are you telling me you don't know anything about these pudding helmets?
Oh, my.
That's not where pudding belongs. That sounds downright messy. I hope it didn't set your boys off.
Because pudding needs to set, you see?
Yeah, I got it, Hartley. It just wasn't funny.
Oh, well, you know what else isn't funny? I'm getting tired of waiting around for you to call me all day.
Call you? What on earth for?
Assure me that your students won't stoop to some lame-o retaliation against my boys.
You know, let me remind you, Headmaster Hartley, that while my boys aren't perfect, not by a long shot, they are certainly well above petty things like getting revenge. Goodbye.
We need revenge.
All of it.
All in favor?
They all raise their hands.
It's unanimous. Revenge will be sought.
Okay, just promise me whatever we do, it's better than just shoving pudding into a helmet.
Exactly, right? Like, where's the poetry in that? Where's the craft?
All right. So what do we do?
I believe this calls for a revenge pitch speed round. Good pitches, get the thumbs up. Bad pitches, get the gong.
You heard the man? So what do we got?
We'll play the sound of an ice cream truck, and when they come running out, there's no ice cream.
Okay, I'm not saying it's a guillotine, but okay, it's pretty much a guillotine.
Bruno appears confused.
We infect York's water supply with a special strain of rhinovirus spliced with just enough earthworm DNA to significantly alter their morphology and create...
Elmer, is this another plan to turn the York boys into worm people?
Would that be a problem?
Boots looks over at Bruno. Chris wheels in a large whiteboard drawing of a person dangling from a crane.
I like the sentiment, but I'm not sure we can afford a crane. So my uncle raises these thoroughbred guinea pigs, right? I said we borrow like 100 of them.
Nope. Not even going there. Severe guinea pig phobia.
But they're so cute.
And they have such luxurious hair.
Can we please talk about something else?
And so, I say that we hire a witch to put a curse on the York team.
That's interesting.
Yeah, except for the little detail that curses aren't real.
Hey, wait, what if we put a curse on the York Academy team, but then just don't tell them that it's not real?
Wait, you know, athletes are superstitious. Mm-hmm. You know, you mess with their pregame traditions and it can throw their whole game off.
Exactly, right? If, you know, someone steals their mascot. Something like that.
Princess Penelope.
It's all because of you, the prettiest princess in all the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna steal a princess.
It's about to go down.
A sign reads loading dock. A van with a cardboard sign reading delivery service backs onto an alleyway. Boots, Albert, and Bruno hop out of the back.
All right, your color's on. It's go time. Overlay.
No, we are all right here. You could just tell us.
Make this way more fun. Over.
Good point.
Over.
Got that?
Let's do this.
They pull out a rectangular box with a blue cloth draped over it. A banner reads, Pep Rally Tonight.
Welcome, parents, students, paid help, and our many corporate donors. Find tomorrow's leaders today. Welcome, one and all, to another York Boys Academy pep rally, where we celebrate victory before it has actually happened. Why? Because, come on, we are the York Boys Academy!
Dude, I tackled him so hard, it's a miracle he can still walk.
It's because you're the greatest chip.
Hey, did you hear that? Let's check it out.
Hey, what are you doing?
Check it out. It's Hartley. Look at those teeth.
That's my dad, man. His nose
is way bigger.
Make it bigger, make it bigger.
Wilbur, Bruno, Boots, and Albert sneak the box into the mascot room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see spinach in his teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks so good.
Oh, yeah. He's like 100 years old, man. I can't forget the wrinkles.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Ooh. That is just wrong.
A York student wheels the box out of the room.
Oh, yeah.
Copy that. Princess is traveling.
Oh, let's go.
You really captured his lack of scruples. Nice job, little weird artist, dude.
Oh, man, that's just wrong.
Chris picks up his easel and sprints down the hallway. They celebrate in the van.
They had no idea.
Totally cool.
High fives for a perfectly planned caper.
Gotta keep my hands at 10 to 2. Driving's no joke, boys.
High fives for Wilbur getting his license last month and being such a conscientious driver.
The box they stole shakes in the back.
When's the last time you ate, Wilbur?
Don't look at me.
Came from the cage.
That does not sound like a princess.
As many of you know, our beloved Princess Penelope died earlier this month after 17 years of devoted service. Why, that's almost 100 in cat years and almost 200 in mascot years. But sometimes the passing of a loved one gives one the opportunity to rethink your branding strategy, which is why I am proud to introduce to you all York Boys Academy Cougars' new mascot, Princess Murder 2!
In the van, they lift a cloth and a cougar snarls at them. In the auditorium, they lift a cloth to reveal a cage with a bowl of pudding inside.
A bowl of pudding? Curse you, McDonald Hub!
Get out! Has an actual real-life cougar as their mascot!
Why? They are called the Cougars, right?
Fun fact, cougars aren't considered big cats. They fall into the same family as house cats.
Oh, fun fact. You can't talk about fun facts when you're dead.
That's a technicality.
What do we do?
Okay, we calm down. It's perfectly secure inside its cage.
The van's suspension rocks back and forth as they watch from the side of the road.
It's perfectly secure inside the van.
The van starts to roll away. Bruno closes his eyes in disbelief.
You were saying...
Cougar is a terrible driver!
He's definitely not keeping his hands in pen and two! Let's go! We gotta get it! Come on!
They all sprint after the van.
The surprisingly low-speed chase ended with animal control officers tranquilizing the animal. Charged with one count of purchasing a banned exotic animal is Thomas J. Hartley, headmaster of the now formerly prestigious York Boys Academy, who faces disciplinary action.
Headmaster Hartley lost his job today.
We're sorry.
Because your shenanigans brought to light his black market animal purchase.
You're welcome.
Boys, since you've both been together here at the hall, you've found yourselves in no small amount of trouble. The pancake launcher, illegal road tolls, underground tunnel to the local movie theater.
Attempted tunnel. Sir?
Oh, I stand corrected.
What Bruno means is that we will graciously accept whatever punishment you think is fair.
No, actually, I think the time for punishment is over. I think for the sake of the hall and its legal bills, we need to have a change.
We punish you? Some new kind of yard work? Keep in mind, I burn easy.
I'm less concerned about punishing you for the past and more interested in preparing you for the future.
What future?
A future where you're no longer at the hall. Or living together, for that matter.
Actually, sir,
I have a plan for that.
I'm sure you do, O'Neill, but a big part of growing up is adapting to change, and it's my job to ensure that you're up for the challenge. Which is why, effective immediately, I'm separating the two of you.
That's... No, sir, that's... Okay, let's just talk this through.
No need. My decision's final. I know it's going to take some adjusting, but I'm sure you'll be up to it.
What if we're not up for it? What happens then? Have you even thought about that?
I very, very strongly suggest you find a way, O'Neill, because if you don't, you'll find yourselves not at the hall much longer.
Yes, sir.
I know this is going to be difficult, but I truly believe it'll do you both good to see what you're capable of separately. So as of right now, no more classes, no more clubs, no more roommates.
No more Bruno and Boots.
Bruno and Boots share a sad look. In their dorm room, cardboard boxes are stacked on top of each other, and Bruno packs up the last of his belongings. Boots walks in and throws his jacket on his bed.
Miss Davis dropped these off. A new roommate assignments. Should probably get it over with.
I want to give you something first. Dude, my party shades.
My lucky puck. Isn't this the puck that hit you in the stomach?
Yep, but it's lucky because it didn't nail me anywhere lower.
Boots bites his lip and shakes his head.
What's wrong, man? I've never seen you like this.
I'm not good with change. My parents once painted my room without telling me. I didn't sleep for a month, Bruno.
Don't be scared. Here, look. Come here.
You take this movie station.
Okay, I'll be fine.
That's just it. You'll be fine. You're Bruno Walton. You always land on your feet. You know, you've got a plan. But what do I have?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I do. Okay, so here, you take your half. I'll take mine. Okay, hang on to that. We're going to be making bacon and cheddar smoothies in no time.
Yeah, I actually hate those.
I promise you.
All right.
How weird the roommate assignments actually be, right?
They open up their letters together.
Oh. Yeah, that weird.
A door with scientific equations written on it opens to reveal Albert in a hazmat suit.
Don't you have your own hazmat suit?
Pardon?
Don't you have your own hazmat suit?
No. Should I?
Opening the window should suffice. Welcome, Ruby.
What a stuff in here, Elmer, and why is it so creepy?
My world is the world of science, the world of knowledge and discovery.
Yeah, okay, but where did the last guy live?
For some reason, he elected to live in a box, on the roof.
I can't imagine why.
My synthetic mucus!
Sorry, I did not mean to. Wow. That is a new smell.
I can see we're going to have to establish some ground rules. Let me start with a list of things you shouldn't touch. Test tubes, beakers, petri dishes, anything on the primary or secondary science tables. Likewise, my pheromones of the animal kingdom, and you do not want to touch any of the slime molds in the specimen fridge.
Okay, but what about the blueberry yogurt?
What blueberry yogurt?
With a tub of yogurt in his hand, Bruno gags and pukes into a garbage can. A door with a dollar sign reading Wex Funds. Boots walks up and exhales nervously. He frowns and pushes a button on an intercom system.
Hi, this is...
Mr. O'Neill, welcome. Mr. Wexford Smythe III has been expecting you.
He has?
The door opens and Boots' eyes widen. He steps into a room outfitted like a modern office, with students sitting in front of computer monitors.
Is this room bigger on the inside?
Considerably, but well worth the expense. Murray, if you please.
A boy walks up and shakes Boots' hand.
Good to have you on board.
See, you're outsourcing handshakes now.
I was a skeptic until I ran the numbers. Welcome to your new home.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Shouldn't have.
Well, living here, you may be privy to trade secrets, cap and trade policies, etc., etc. Most of all, I love the smell of contracts in the morning.
I need to lie down. Where do you sleep?
Sleep? And miss a day's trade on the Tokyo Stock Exchange? No, 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 no. That's Murray's job now, old fence.
I'm sorry, but I need a bed to sleep in, to study in, to sleep in when I'm pretending to be studying. This is not going to work. I'm sorry,
relax, but... old sock. We have you all settled right over here. You'll be snug as a bug. I mean, of course, I'll expect you to clean out by start of business hours each a.m., but until then, welcome home. Ah, that's my 650.
Moshi moshi. Ah, Todo-san. Konbenwa. Korewa.
Boots sits down on a small bed next to a photocopier and looks around in dismay. He studies outside on a picnic table and sighs. He notices a piece of paper and frowns. He picks it up and looks around him. On it is a drawing of two cannons surrounded by the moon and stars. At night, he walks up to Bruno, who stands between two metal cannons.
Hey! See you decipher my code? A picture of the place we're secretly meeting at doesn't really qualify as a code. So, how's living with George? Is it true that his room's actually, like, some company?
Yeah, no, I sleep next to the photocopier. And it's not so much sleep as I close my eyes for 10-second intervals before somebody prints something.
Well, I found one of Elmer's carnivorous centipedes in my bed. Don't ask why I know it's carnivorous.
I'm glad at least one of us is getting a kick out of all this. Wait a minute. I know that smirk. You've got a plan.
Why else would I call you here?
Okay, well, make it quick. If the fish catches us together, we're through. Should I get the guys together for a kitchen meeting?
No, no. Actually, this plan kind of means doing the exact opposite. Normally, we ask our friends for a bit of help, right? Mm-hmm. This time, our friends are going to help us without them even knowing. We're about to become the worst roommates in the history of rooms, or mates. I call it Operation Doom Mates. And then Sturgeon threw some butter and... someone threw some icing, and then it just turned into this huge, epic food fight right on stage.
Such tales of waste, Bruno. You could have fed dozens instead. The Tunnel Hall is a dream school. Every day is zany antics.
What are you doing?
Oh, just talking to Francisco, your Malbonian video pen pal.
Hey, Elmer.
Yeah, my Malbonian video pen pal.
Hey, Franny, you should totally come to the hall. You know, maybe there's like an exchange.
No.
Me? Come to McDonald Hall, where students sell doorknobs and don't go to jail?
Where are my test tubes?
Oh, man, you know what? The charity drive came by today. They must have taken it.
Bruno, those were highly concentrated skunk pheromones I was collecting for a year! If one of those test tubes breaks, it'll be skunk mating season for months!
Elmer, I'm sorry, I had no idea.
Bruno swivels in his chair while petting a guinea pig.
What is that?
Oh, Mr. Captain Cuddos. For like 10 years. Have you guys not met? Man, wherever he goes, I go.
Isn't that right, Mr. Cuddles? Aren't you? Look at you, you're so cute.
Well, you can rest assured, because when it comes to collateralized debt obligations, I happen to be a bit of an expert.
Hello? 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 What are you doing? This simply cannot be. Sorry, George. I gotta be ready for the junior jazz ensemble. You know, the show's only 3 months away.
Him just cost me a client!
I'll try and play as quietly as I possibly can.
See? Like I'm not even here! Miss Davis? Miss Davis!
I have clients to think about. It was so loud. I could feel it in my chest.
I can't believe this is working.
Hey, I made a promise, didn't I? I'll never rinse repeat until we're roomies again.
All right. Take it easy, Einstein. Don't get your 50s in a knot. Here, fill out these roommate request forms.
Okay, now you need to build up an appetite.
Wilbur opens a series of fridges one by one. he throws his arms up in confusion and eventually starts to panic as he realizes they are all empty. He looks up and puts his hands on his waist and seems unimpressed. Boots chugs a carton of chocolate milk next to a pile of trash.
What's up, Rumi? Hey, this isn't your food, is it? This isn't gonna work out.
The secretary hands Wilbur a piece of paper reading, "Roommate Request Form." He nods his head and walks out of the office.
You boys wouldn't be intentionally bad fits for all your new roommates, would you?
Mr. Sturgeon, I can honestly say we would be terrible fits with anybody.
We're trying our best, sir.
Oh, don't worry. There are over 300 new boys for you to try harder with.
The fish smiles smugly as he stamps a stack of papers. Bruno and Boots give each other a knowing look.
Operation Two Mates just got a snormitable improvement.
Gotta be kidding.
Aw, oh, man.
Mom, be quiet. I'm asleep.
Incoming.
The secretary drops a massive pile of papers on the fish's desk. He picks them up and adds them to an increasingly larger pile. Boots walks up to a door with a painting on it.
Here we go again.
He walks into a room bathed in sunlight, featuring several contemporary sculptures. In the corner, Chris paints a self-portrait, while Boots walks around in disbelief.
Do angels live here?
Chris turns and smiles and pours a cup of tea. He holds up a sketch pad with stylized writing reading, "Tea?"
No, I don't drink tea. Actually, you know, I'll give it a try.
Chris smiles and pours a second cup while Boots continues to look around. They sit down opposite each other and Boots leans back in his chair. Chris nods his head and smiles. They sip their tea together and simultaneously let their heads fall backward.
Man, I've been on fire! Bro, most of these kids don't even last a single night with me. Like, Carlos, done. Brian J., done. Mm-hmm. That Gordon kid that never stopped typing, done.
Wow, that's great, man. Really.
If you've been keeping up with me, we have got to be through most of the roommate options by now. Okay, give me your names, cross them off.
I'm kind of still living with Chris.
What? Dude, it's been over a week. Doesn't he drive you crazy? Always never talking, always so quiet?
Well...
Mumsy, look! The Duke of Bumazi's driving a lorry. And he's wearing a jumper. Cheerio.
So he really is British.
Super British.
Dude, it's been over a week. Meanwhile, I've been burning through roommates like sulfuric acid burns through iron. I think I still have some residual Elmer on me.
I know, but Chris is a good guy. And, I don't know, I kind of like living with him.
Well, what's wrong? What, do you need a hand? Because I can come by tonight.
No, tonight's watercolor night.
Excuse me?
It's just a thing that we do. You know, obviously I didn't have the greatest technique at first, but, you know, he really helped me work on my brushstrokes and my use of negative space, and like, the whole thing just came to... What? I like painting.
Yeah, well, whatever. We just need to stick to the plan, okay?
Don't you think that maybe we've been taking some of this Doommate stuff pretty far sometimes?
Don't get over it, dude. All we're doing is slightly annoying people for a good cause. We're like mosquitoes who recycle.
Well, maybe I don't want to be Chris's mosquito.
Are you forgetting why we're doing this, dude? You know, I can't handle change, Bruno. Help me, Bruno. I'm nothing without you.
Okay, I remember the first two. Not so sure about the last one.
I knew what you meant. Anyways, don't you still want to live together?
Of course. Like, I swear, just maybe we should take a break for a couple days. You know, make sure we still have some friends left.
I suppose next you'll want me to give back Elmer's pheromones.
Hey! That's the spirit. Come on.
Let's go.
They walk away together, the exterior of a building with a sign that reads, "Scrimmage."
Whoa, 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 what are you doing here?
Elmer's pheromones, please.
There's three words that should never go together.
Have you tried buying him dinner?
What happened to Operation Doommates?
Thank
you, but he's been practicing his brushstroke technique.
Not to be a drama llama, but are you guys okay?
Never better. I'll take that. Oh, no, no, you need to get back to Chris.
Hey, I said I got it.
Don't trust me.
Come on, dude, give me the fair one.
A vial spills onto the floor.
Oh, that stuff reeks.
We are so sorry. We will stay and clean up.
No, we have no time. But, you know, we gotta get you back to that canvas. See you, gals.
Are you serious?
Well, so they could use a little air freshener. What's the worst that could actually happen?
That?
Boots points at a skunk and Bruno's eyes widen. Boots looks around and points again.
And that?
Another skunk runs past.
We should go.
We really should.
They run away from the dorm hall. Inside, girls cower in fear as skunks run wild.
Boys, a couple of things have come to my attention.
I think what Boots meant to say was,
Well, let's begin with how incompatible you both seem to be with virtually every other boy in dorm one.
Yeah, it's a real shame. You know, I feel like I could room with anyone, but I don't know, I guess the other guys just don't feel the same way about me.
Yeah, ditto.
It's almost as if the only people you two could live with are the two of you.
Almost, sir.
Except for one little wrinkle. The plan to separate you is working. Boots' marks are up 6%.
Really? That's great.
But 6%'s not that much.
It's enough for me to think that separating you was a good idea. I'm tempted to keep it that way for good.
No, but that's not part of the plan. I mean, we have a plan, right? Or I had a plan. What plan?
Well, regardless, there's another little wrinkle that's going to affect the way we all live for a while. Something happened at scrimmages last night.
Yeah.
Massive skunk damage. Some kind of skunk mating frenzy. Carpets have to be ripped out, wood replaced. The air quality alone means it's going to be uninhabitable for months.
I guess you already know that we...
would have no choice but to invite our neighbors here in their time of need.
Pardon? Say what now?
Attention, McDonald Hall students. This is Headmaster Sturgeon. McDonald Hall's mission is to ensure each of you grow up...
to be functioning adults. Adults who understand that change, however difficult, can also be a good thing.
Especially when it means being a good citizen and a good neighbor.
There will be some new faces in the school, and possibly for the rest of the year.
Because McDonald Hall is now the new temporary home
of Scrimmage Academy.
Girls walk through the front doors of McDonald High.
Please welcome our guests while giving them what little space we can offer. Although their classes and living quarters will remain separate, we'll all be under the same roof.
Maybe we should take our chances with the skunks. It smells like grandpa's in here.
Albert and Kathy smile and wave at each other.
Come on, Dan.
So let's all rise to the challenge of this temporary change, shall we? And embrace the opportunity to grow and to learn. Thank you.
Wow. So what does this mean?
It means that space is now very limited, so no more room changes. Compatibility is a luxury we can no longer afford.
But our room...
Your room is now... Scrimmage's therapeutic bubble wrap room. Apparently popping bubbles is a keystone of her curriculum. I'm sorry, boys, you won't be living together anytime soon, until things are back to normal. Clear?
Yes, sir. This certainly brings everything into perspective.
Oh, does it now?
Hello! Make way! Hello! Coming through! Oh! Watch out! Hello!
Genius. I mean, Miss Scrimmage, what are you doing here?
Hello, office mate. May I just say that your generosity is an inspiration and quite unexpected. Oh, so much possibility in here. All of this, gone.
You're moving into my office?
Well, as headmistress, I need a nexus of concentration. And if the boys and girls can share the school, surely you and I can share one room. How would you say that the energy flows best in this room? This way or this way?
Wouldn't you be much happier in a Oh, I don't know, a field or a lovely tree.
No, I would not, because I am not an orangutan. No. It's not even my spirit animal.
Well, we'll let you rise to the challenge and embrace opportunities.
Oh, I cannot work without my wind chimes. These will change your life, William.
The fish smiles as she plays with the chimes.
So wait, you're telling us that you spent the last month making our lives a waking nightmare for which there was no escape, just so you two could be roomies again?
But now you want our help to do the same thing to the girls.
Maybe we owe you guys an apology.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay, look, and Boots is working on that right now, okay? But the bottom line is, the longer the girls stay, the more McDonald Hall changes. They have got to go.
And the girls could not agree more.
Kathy and Diane walk in with smug smiles on their faces.
Wait, really?
Well, I don't know what you guys are serving in the buffeteria, but it isn't food.
And I don't know what buffeteria means, but it isn't a real word.
And one of your teachers scolded Diane for digging a hole in the schoolyard.
I was just trying to bury my metaphorical inhibitions.
And plus, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, I've smelt fast food dumpsters that stank less than you all's.
That one's fair, actually.
Yeah.
The gong is ready to go.
Oh, no, we don't need that anymore, Wilbur. I already actually have a plan. Operation Fake Prank War.
Diane appears confused.
Wait, that's brilliant. If Sturgeon and Scrimmage think the boys and the girls can't get along, they'll separate us. Scrimmage will find us somewhere else to stay while the school gets de-skunked.
A motel, a trailer park, a ditch, anything would be an improvement. No offense.
Guys, do I have to remind you? Bruno's plans don't always go as planned.
He's right. Sometimes they go better.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just remember the ground rules.
That's right, in war there are no rules. Only losers, winners.
No. That this is a fake prank war for Sturgeon's benefit. We don't want to hurt anyone. Right?
Right. That too.
Ready, break!
Kathy is reading a textbook underneath a tree. She flips through pages of human anatomy when a paper skeleton pops out of the pages, frightening her. Bruno walks down a flight of stairs when a full-size skeleton swings down in front of him.
Watch your back.
The fish shakes his head in disapproval. Diane and Kathy turn and run up the stairs.
Select my targets, aim my newest invention, the viscositizer, and... Bit of a malfunction. Well, if the liquid works.
In the field, a girl hangs upside down from a piece of cloth being held by two girls. Kathy and Diane run up to a table full with cups of water and start drinking. Kathy and Diane appear annoyed. Boots and Bruno sip from their water bottles and immediately start to gag. Kathy holds up a bottle of hot sauce as Boots dunks his head in a tub full of water.
Okay, new plan. Prank hard.
That is a prank war. A game no one wins.
Maybe it's all just in good fun.
Oh, that's not fun, Eugenia. What on earth is that noise?
It's my wet noise generator. It's just the thing to use in times of stress.
Just the thing to give me a splitting headache.
Oh, that means I should turn it up.
The fish grimaces and bumps into the wind chimes. Kathy and Diane make clay pottery on pottery wheels. Bruno walks up behind them, smiles, and blows an air horn. Frightened, they squeeze the clay and it splashes all over them.
Walton!
Kathy chases after Bruno, and Boots picks up a cloth and walks over to Diane.
No way, this is gonna get out of hand, right?
Oh, it's fine. Out of hand.
They look at each other and grimace. Chris's sculptures have colorful mustaches and false teeth stuck to them. He starts to lose his composure, and his face contorts with anger. Kathy walks into a wall, drawn to look like a hallway. Chris points and laughs.
All right, second time's the charm. Few adjustments, and...
The Vicocitizer backfires again.
Not again. Oh!
Walking down a stone pathway, Boots spots Bruno with a pink gift box.
Bruno! Bruno! Come on. I've been thinking maybe we should pull back on this prank war.
What?
Why? I just think it's getting out of hand.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now listen, this prank is going to be beautiful.
What prank?
No!
What's wrong? You can dish it out, but you can't take it?
Hey, Kathy.
Guys, come on.
Let go of it, Walton.
Oh, I knew this would escalate. I'm doing this for you.
Guys, stop! You're gonna break it!
Walton, what are you doing?
Guys, look!
The fish stops in front of the gift box. They quickly run over to him.
Look at this lovely box here.
No!
What?
He opens it, and a cloud of pink powder explodes in his face.
Nuts.
Now, Mr. Sturgeon and I understand that this has been a difficult time.
Actually, we don't.
I think what William is trying to say is that we feel your confusion.
No, I'm not. I'm too busy feeling very, very pink.
Sir, I think I can speak for all of us when I say pink is definitely your color.
And I think I can speak for all of us when I say this is entirely Bruno's fault.
My fault? Who was the one who put all the mustaches and wigs all over Chris's masterpieces?
Well, who's the one that painted the entire staircase that I walked into? I've still got a headache.
Oh, I have something for that. Where is my wet noise generator?
Oh, it's drying out. On the roof.
The thing I don't understand is, I thought you all liked each other.
We do. I mean, we're friends.
Arguable.
Mr. Sturgeon, Miss Scrimmage... We only did all this to show you that we couldn't get along. So you would split us back up and everything would go back to normal.
I guess it just got out of hand.
That is the most...
Idiotic, harebrained, impossible...
Poignant, understandable, beautiful.
Beautiful? Wait, what?
Well, William, we're the ones who forced them to do this, so... This is really our fault.
Is this really happening?
Oh, and it gets better. Watch.
Wait a minute. I'm not the reason I got pink powder up my nose.
Aren't you, William? In your heart. I think it's time to let bygones be bygones. We have so much to learn from each other, which we could do at a co-ed equinox gathering of movement and co-mingling.
I believe what she's trying to say is a dance. And no, I don't think this is the right time for that, Eugenia.
Nonsense! It's a perfect way to let off some steam through vigorous, rhythmic activity.
Yeah, actually, I think that would be a really good way for everyone to just get along again.
Really? Do you think that's possible? Malton? Ms. Burton?
Absolutely.
They smile smugly. Bruno empties his backpack.
Come on, rubber chicken, cayenne pepper, bird's nest.
Man, there is no way that evil girl is not planning something. We have to be ready.
Bruno, we literally just agreed to let bygones be bygones.
Which we'll do, but if they start bygoning again, we'll be ready. There you are, Old Faithful. I've actually rigged it to a small battery, so it's way more buzzy. Hope Diane doesn't have a pacemaker.
No.
Oh, come on. Dude, it doesn't hurt that bad. I do it to myself, but why do I get to have all of the fun, you know?
Bruno, I mean no more pranks. No more revenge. It's over.
Wait, what's over? Like, us?
No, of course not.
I mean, we can deal with a little bit of change. It's only until the end of the year. Sorry, do you smell that? Oh, yeah, it's you. Stinking and sounding like the fish. Dude, I don't even know what's happened to you anymore.
Well, maybe I just don't want everybody to end up hating everybody. You know, maybe I actually like living with those other guys, doing different stuff.
Since when? You were the one who was all, I don't know what to do, Bruno. I don't want change. I don't want a room with anybody else, Bruno.
Yeah, well, maybe I've changed. And you know what? Maybe the fish was right. Maybe we should be apart.
Boots walks off in a huff. Bruno touches a hand buzzer and shocks himself.
Oh, wow. Oh. Ah! Okay.
Oh, come now, William. It's going to be fun. Music, movement, mutual respect.
Eugenia, in my not inconsiderable experience, I have found that force gatherings meant to create enmity usually do the exact opposite.
Oh, you. What could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong? Where shall I start? It's like you're standing on the edge of a cliff and you can't help but take the extra step.
And you're like a fussy man in a suit who doesn't believe that kids can have fun at a dance.
You don't quite understand how analogies work, do you, Eugenia?
Analogies are like kids. Sometimes you just have to trust them.
She walks off, leaving the fish standing there, confused. They walk into the dance. In complete silence, the scrimmage girls and McDonald Hallboy stand on opposite ends of the dance floor, doing their best to appear bored.
You were saying?
Oh, dolphin!
Boots looks around and shakes his head. Bruno grows impatient.
You know, we could just go over there and ask them to dance. Or, just hear me out here, we could stay right here and not.
I like this plan. It's workable and it has a lower humiliation factor.
Okay, guys, what is the worst thing that is going to happen?
Chris holds up a drawing of Boots being laughed at.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
You know, if we don't even try, the scrimmage will make us all do a sharing circle about it tomorrow.
Okay, I'd rather do a hot yoga sharing circle in a parka than let that guy have even one chance to laugh at us.
Kathy, do you think you're maybe getting a little obsessed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kathy's nostrils flare as she and Bruno stare each other down from across the room. Her lips tremble slightly and Diane furrows her brow.
Kathy?
All right, how much longer do we have to force these children to endure this?
Oh. Hey, everybody! Are you ready to dance? Get this out of here. That's right, it's me, TV's Kim Giverson, here to answer that age-old question. Boogie or breakdown?
Give me the bass.
No. I'm still picking cupcakes out of my ears.
I don't know who's responsible for this, but it's just what we need.
Headmaster Scrimmage starts to dance, and Boots makes eye contact with Diane, and they smile.
I knew Walton would pull something.
This would be heard and written all over it. And
now I'm going to ask two participants to come up here into our dance-a-gon and show us their most groove-tastic moves while the rest of us and the viewers online make the decision, boogie or breakdown.
No.
Yes! Awesome! Now, what do you crazy kids have to say before you boogie or breakdown?
I had nothing to do with this, but I just want to say thank you and to whoever it was, and was it my girls?
Let's just say it was a fun, anonymous tipster who knew that this place needed some funk in its trunk, some swing in its sting, some black in its blue.
Now you're just talking nonsense.
Hey, doesn't matter. We've got 13 million YouTube followers.
A McDonald Hall headmaster does not bust moves.
Get fly, Bowtie!
Oh, William, loosen up.
Go, Snurgan!
Unamused, the fish shakes out his legs, and Diane looks over at Kathy in surprise. He starts to dance, pursing his lips and shifting from side to side. Albert smiles and bobs his head. The fish starts to loosen up and starts taking larger steps while moving his arms. Boots shrugs his shoulders and walks across the dance floor over to Diane, who lets out a big smile. He takes her hand and they start to dance alongside the fish and headmaster Scrimmage. Kathy raises her hand to object. Suddenly, the other boys step onto the dance floor.
This is a trap, I can smell it.
Oh, hold on, girls! We didn't plan for this!
The dance floor fills up and they all start dancing with each other. Wilbur holds up his hands and performs a front flip and a series of breakdance moves while the students watch. A female student performs Celtic dancing with a big smile on her face, and Boots jumps into a handstand. Diane does the running man, pushing her arms out in front of her while running on the spot. She then does the robot before the fish and headmaster scrimmage take the floor, with the fish jumping and shaking his hips in every direction. Albert's Malbonian pen pal watches online from his laptop.
Such hijinks, such wild abandon. If only I could be part of such fun. Canada.
Come on, Kathy.
Kathy pushes the DJ aside, and Bruno quickly walks up and pushes him again.
What are you doing here?
I'm about to end this nightmare.
Not before I do.
They struggle for control of the turntable, and the MC looks around in panic.
What have you done?
Everybody back!
A bolt of electricity arcs across the boogie or breakdown sign as smoke and sparks start flying from the DJ booth. Boots and Wilbur recoil in fear, and the others join in the panic as the lights start flashing and a net falls on the MC.
Is everybody okay? Everybody? Okay?
Hello, Sturgeon.
Barclay, what are you doing here?
Oh, I think the real question is, what are you doing here?
I'm headmaster of this school.
Oh, really? And for how long? I would think that after a disastrous Pride War, the last thing a responsible headmaster would do is hold a boogie or breakdown competition in front of 10 million YouTube viewers.
13 million. Yeah, okay. How would you even know about...
Hello, Kip Kipperson from Boogie or Breakdown Productions. Great. I have an event that I think you'd be kiptastic for. Yeah.
Diabolical laughter in the halls. Three demerits.
I dig the use of kiptastic. But you use dance for evil, man, and that is not cool with Kip.
I just don't understand how you thought this was a good idea, Sturgeon.
You know, it wasn't exactly my idea, Superintendent Snow.
And that's the problem. You've lost control. Hosting the scrimmage girls is one thing, but a prank war? An internet dance fiasco? And reports you were seen doing the staggy leg?
The fish sighs.
Hello, this is Eugenia Scrimmage, and I think I can help.
Oh, please don't.
Well, we have had some interesting transition challenges. It's nothing that a sharing circle couldn't sort out.
Ms. Scrimmage, the Governing Board of Governance and I couldn't agree more. In fact, we are prepared to have our own sharing circle when we discuss who will run the hall before someone gets seriously hurt.
Surely you don't mean firing me.
That is one option on the table. We do have a very qualified replacement who is willing and able to...
No, please don't say...
Hello, Sturgeon.
Hartley.
It's me!
Rob Hartley.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh.
Mr. Hartley has some very interesting ideas about how better to serve the students of McDonald Hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure he's very interested in my job since he just lost his own.
Yeah, well, you see, let me explain that. Like many great men before me, I was duped, I say, by cougar traffickers. But all charges were dropped, Sturgeon, when I agreed to testify against everyone, including people I've never met before.
So,
goes well that ends well.
We can discuss all of this, including just who is best suited to run the hall when the board meets at the hall tomorrow. Hartley?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Your evil is showing, Hartley.
Oh, thought I hung up.
Still on, Hartley.
Oh.
Tomorrow, Sturgeon.
We will support you, William. Don't worry. My girls, myself, my entire school, we will all be behind you.
Eugenia, I'm right over here.
Scrimmage looks up in surprise and hangs up the phone. She walks over to the fish.
William, are you all right?
I told my boys that change was good, that it was a necessary part of life, and they could deal with it. And
you were right.
No, I was wrong. I was very wrong. Now I have to fix it.
Somehow.
He stares out his office window. Kathy watches the dance party online.
Where did you learn those moves?
Don't you want to see, Kathy? Everyone's having a blast.
Okay, where you see a blast, I see another Bruno Walton plot.
Yeah, we sure see something.
Girls, we need to talk.
I'll get the sharing stick.
I'd like to propose another study session, revenge and its practical applications.
Stay in, forget the stick. And I'm not here to talk about a study session. I'm here to say that for the first time in my life as an educator and an awakening specialist, that I am disappointed.
In who? Well, yeah, tell us and they're done.
In you girls and your behavior.
I don't understand.
Is this what they call criticism?
Yes, it is. And I think you all need some. Mr. Sturgeon opened up his hall to us in our time of need, and how have we repaid him? Through prank wars and dance disasters and horrible manners.
Manners? What is this supposed to be, a young lady's finishing school? I thought you wanted strong, independent women that take...
I do, and strong, independent women know how to treat their friends, which is apparently something you don't know how to do.
Headmaster Scrimmage walks off, and the girls look at each other, appearing guilty. At night, Bruno meets Boots by the cannons.
Oh, nice try, but I'm still not talking to you, dude.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask for this meeting. You did.
Wrong again, Melvin. Yeah, that's right. I'm so mad at you, I'm not even using your cool nickname, which I gave you.
Wait, if I didn't set this up, and you didn't set this up, then who set this up?
We did. We need to talk. All of us.
I'd rather eat dirt than talk to her.
Oh, I can arrange that.
Stop! Guys, Sturgeon might get fired because we can't get along.
Fired? What do you mean? How do you know?
Diane eyes Kathy.
When Scrimmage came and gave us a lecture...
Wait. Scrimmage lectured you?
Yeah, pretty freaky. So, we checked around, talked to some of our sources. We can't really tell you who, it's hush-hush, but...
We asked Mrs. Davis. The board's meeting tomorrow to decide if Sturgeon goes and Hartley takes his place.
Whoa, the fish can be a real pain in the pants sometimes.
There's no way the hall would deserve Hartley. Oh, this is all our fault.
No, I'd say it's like 30% us, 70% the Scrimmage girls.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but who's counting, right?
Well, 100% of us needs to do something.
She's right. Thankfully, I have a plan.
Bruno.
It's risky. You know, it may involve military vehicles and a lot of penguins.
We do nothing.
What? Boots, if we don't do anything, Sturgeon could get fired and Hartley will be running the hall.
He's right. Everything we've been doing, it all has to stop.
Look, when Sturgeon is having that meeting, the hall needs to be the quietest, best school in the country.
So no pranks and no revenge.
Just to be clear, I'm still mad at you.
Yeah, me too. But we still have to tell the boys.
And I'll tell the girls. For one day in the hall's history, no surprises.
Gotta be kidding me.
They take off, sprinting across a field.
A hot air balloon?
What's that?
It is I, Crown Prince of Malvonia, Francisco Diaz. I ran away to come here to be a McDonald's hallboy, like you said I should, Bruno. So, where's all the fun to be had?
You're right. McDonald's tastes like sawdust. So funny.
What's the problem, Smythe?
George isn't a big fan of the homeless.
Where do they even live? But that's not what my look of horror is about, O'Neill. Am I the only one here who follows international news? Of course I am.
People of Malvonia, something terrible has happened. Late last night, our beloved Prince Regent Francisco was taken from Castle Malvonia by some unscrupulous monsters who left a note with only one word, Canada.
Franny, did you write that note?
The Prime Minister of this strange and exotic land has agreed to help us. Rest assured, my people, when we find out where Francisco is, there will be terrible consequences.
Awesome.
Remember Malvonia's royal motto.
Never forget. Never forget.
Okay.
Wait, you ran away. This isn't our fault.
This is a fair point.
We just need to take him to the Malvonian embassy and explain what happened.
No! I came here to have fun. Malvonia is so boring. I want to be a hallboy. I can live right here.
No. Absolutely not. There's already a waiting list to be one of my interns. He can't...
Francisco, when you become king, you're going to be able to do whatever you want.
But I already know what I want. I want to stay here, be a hallboy, and make hijinks with Bruno Boots forever.
But Franny, we're not going to stay here forever. Because at some point, everything's going to change.
Bruno pauses, a look of realization washing over him.
Whether we like it or not.
He bites his lip and Francisco sits back down. Boots perks up.
We have to fix this. Before the hall becomes the middle of an international incident and the fish gets blamed.
But even if you do, to save Sturgeon, you need to convince the board. And unless one of you is a member, which...
Well, I do have an aunt and uncle on it.
So they can come and talk to the board tomorrow.
No. There's no time. They live in Singapore. They haven't been back to the hall in over 20 years. There may have been some legal issues.
Well, of course there were.
You know how it is. You know, you run $1 billion Ponzi scheme, suddenly you're the bad guy. I'm sure you won't.
Kathy, I know that look.
So do I. Bruno, you have a crazy plan, don't you?
I feel like dressing up as a certain aunt and uncle, Burton.
Maybe, Walton. You feel like making an impassioned case to the board, convincing them that the fish must stay?
That is the craziest thing I have ever heard, and there is no way it is going to work the way you think it is.
Of course not. But whatever does happen, Burton and I'll figure it out. Together.
A smile stretches across Diane's face, and they all put their hands on top of each other.
Come on, George.
Didn't want to touch you.
For the muffins! I mean, for the hop!
You're absolutely right, Franny.
Break!
Yes!
The exterior of McDonald Hall. The fish stares out his office window.
Peaceful and quiet. As long as that lasts.
William, I'm sure everything is going to be fine.
Really, Eugene? What exactly in the past month has given you confidence to say that? Ms. Davis, bring me the speech.
Are you sure, Mr. Sturgeon?
Absolutely.
What is the speech?
Mrs. Davis walks in with a metal briefcase and places it on the desk. Her and the fish share a knowing glance, and they each remove a necklace with a key attached to it, inserting them into both clasps.
Ready? Three, two, one.
They turn their keys, and the fish opens it and is bathed in a yellow glow.
What is that?
This is the speech that Willie gave to the board when he first interviewed for the job. And they said it was the best speech they ever heard about McDonald Hall. That didn't rhyme.
And sometimes on a clear night, you can still hear the words echoing down the halls.
By Mackenzie's beard, these words shall echo again.
William, I'm sure it's a very nice speech, but haven't you changed a lot since you first started? Grown? Blossomed, even. Don't you think you should talk about that?
Don't touch it.
Oh!
Eugenia, I think I've done enough change. It's time to go with what works. Tradition. History. To my fellow educators, moral education means an ethical education.
And, of course, tradition. The very foundation on which McDonald Hall is built.
Nice word, Sturgeon, but you can save it for when we get inside.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, Ms. Snow. I'm sure Headmaster Sturgeon will do everything he can to keep his job.
Not everything, Hartley. Just the right thing.
We'll see about that, won't we?
The fish begrudgingly shakes Hartley's hand.
Yes, I went there. Snow?
The fish lets out a forced laugh.
Please.
I can't believe it. I, Francisco Diaz, Grand Prince of Malvonia, involved in a legendary McDonald Hall caper.
That's pretty exciting.
If you guys don't stop distracting me, it'll be pretty over soon.
Kathy flies a drone. With a hanging magnet, it manages to pick up a set of keys with a keychain reading, Van. Kathy's face contorts as she guides it back down. Elbert and Wilbur hop into the van.
So long as Diane's drone can get the keys, we should be able to drive the prince out of here before the board meeting is even finished.
And since I'm out driving, you know what that means.
We could test vehicular velocity as it relates to wind drag?
No, man. Drive through.
I envy you, Wilbur, and your simple pleasures.
There is nothing simple about this. We have about an hour to hit up 10 places between here and the embassy. We'll need some serious coordination.
Whereas I chose my life's passion, science. Yes, she has betrayed me. Everybody else's prank worked, but my viscositizer? Nothing. Oh, the irony. It stings. Like, iron.
Uh-huh. So about that drive-thru?
Chris, we gotta move. Time to do your magic.
I'm assuming this is all unionized?
The hall monitor rolls past on a Segway. Chris takes a dress from a nearby clothes rack and holds up a picture of an older couple. He nods his head and smiles.
Why is he smiling like that, Walton? We're usually the ones with the big, crazy smiles.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird to look at. Chris, what are you thinking?
The fish walks into the meeting room.
And of course, what would a McDonald Hall board meeting be without my renowned tea biscuits? Huh? Miss Snow? Why don't you take two and nobody's looking?
Looks like Mr. Sturgeon forgot about your extreme gluten allergy, Miss Snow. Carrot stick?
Thank you.
Hartley flashes the fish a devious smile. The fish purses his lips, grabs a tea biscuit, and takes a seat.
Stress eating again, Sturgeon.
All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Wait.
Don't start without us. We are on the board too.
Hello, everyone. Charlie Wexford, and this is my beautiful wife, Brunhilda. Sorry to be late.
Hello.
Yes. I'm sure if I was allowed to go to the hall, Mr. Sturgeon would have taught me about arriving on time.
And freshly baked goods. This takes leadership, you know.
Well, speaking about leadership, let's discuss it, shall we?
Fantastic idea. Let's.
Dressed as George's parents, Kathy and Bruno wave at the fish. Bruno flinches as Hartley turns to look at him. Back at the office, the drone manages to pick up the keys and flies out of the office window.
What is that horrible noise?
The wind chimes dangle underneath it.
The keys. You did it.
Was there ever any doubt?
Not in you. All right, now let's get everyone back to the parking lot, and Wilbur and Elmer can drive this kid back to his embassy.
But I've barely had any adventure.
It's not over yet, Franny.
Diane runs and picks up the drone.
The viscositizer had three main elements meant to work in perfect harmony. Mechanical, chemical, and what I like to call awesome. It...
Why does it feel like I'm at the dentist? Getting laughing gas.
Why can't I work?
Malbonian soldiers appear on either side of the van.
They're fine. Just sleeping.
What is this place? Some kind of infernal Canadian kidnapping academy?
Once we have what we came for, we will free all the children. For Malbonia!
Now I think the board is ready to hear statements from Headmaster Sturgeon, followed by Mr. Hartley, on what they think is best for McDonald Hall. Sturgeon!
Sturgeon flinches and stands up nervously.
Ladies and gentlemen, honor and tradition one moment, please, if you could.
Well, if Mr. Sturgeon Pants doesn't seem to be ready for this meeting, which he's known about since yesterday, but who's counting, perhaps I could go first.
Yes, please do.
Hartley stands up and pulls out the fish's speech. The fish points in disbelief.
We'll see about that, won't we?
Hartley pulls the speech out of the fish's pocket.
What does this hall deserve? Well, unlike my friend here, I can think of a few words right off the top of my head. Words like tradition and honor.
I just finished saying those exact words.
Just let the man speak, Sturgeon.
Thank you, Ms. Snow.
Boots, Francisco, and Diane run over to the van.
What's going on? My initial findings would suggest some sort of sleeping gas.
Albert smells a canister and passes out.
Just before I passed out, I think I remember some soldiers. They're all wearing these funny black slippers.
Soldiers?
Black funny slippers. Ninjas?
Cool. If the hall is in trouble, not cool.
Stealing keys and smuggling in underage dignitaries is one thing, but ninjas?
Sturgeon and Bruno and Kathy are still in that meeting. Maybe we should, warn them?
Yeah, but ninjas!
Do my ears deceive me? You have the greatest school in all the world, and yet you are afraid to defend it? Well, I am not. For the hall!
Francisco runs off with his arms outstretched.
You know what? He's right. Our school is the greatest. So let's go save our school and our friends.
Sorry, who's that crazy kid again?
It is he, Francisco Diaz, Crown Prince of Malbonia. The one you're doing all this for?
Oh, no. I'm just in it for the drive-thru.
Okay, let's go get him.
Let's go, buddy.
Yep. Definitely sleeping gas. Which means we're in trouble. And I know just what we need.
And that is what a school like McDonald Hall needs in a headmaster, which you will get in me. William Theodore Sturgeon. Robert Jeremiah Hartley. Well, thank you.
Excellent speech, Hartley.
Thank you.
The hall will be in excellent hands if run by the man who wrote that. All right, William, do you have anything else to add?
The fish stands up slowly.
Well, I suppose that anybody that that is familiar I'm not a big fan of improvisation. In some ways, I find that,
Ladies and gentlemen, I, Bruno the Wexford, would like to say a few words on the behalf of the Headmaster Sturgeon.
No, maybe not the right time. Or...
My dear nephew, George, well, to be honest, is not my favorite person in the world. Bit of a snob, really.
Brunhilde, stay focused, dear.
Okay. Yes, right. This isn't about George. It isn't even really about Headmaster Sturgeon. This is about change. Right.
Do you remember those things we used to say to the kids? Change is a part of growing up, and it's a part of life, and change helps us grow.
Bruno collapses to the floor, and the fish and Mrs. Snow appear concerned.
New heels. Let's be honest. Change isn't good. Change means losing what you're used to.
We had to change our mascot. No fun, believe me.
You know, I think perhaps this is not the best time.
No, but that doesn't mean it isn't going to happen anyways to all of us. And there is nobody better at helping with that than Mr. Sturgeon. I know. I mean, George has told me that, you know, Headmaster Sturgeon understands that kids make mistakes and they mess up, right? Oh, even temporarily take down a school or two. Isn't that right? He cares about us. You know, some change is good. Some isn't. But McDonald Hall without Headmaster Sturgeon, that isn't change. That's just crazy.
Wait one minute. You said Sturgeon cares about us. You're not a student of this school, or are you?
Well, easy, easy there, Hartley. No need to pick on a lady.
Or is she a lady?
How dare you say such a thing? I ought to take you outside right now.
Get out now.
I'm defending you, dear.
Bruno points to the window where the drone flies a sign reading, "Get out now, danger."
Oh, please, this is obviously a ruse to end this meeting in St. Sturgeon.
Shows what you know. He didn't know about any of this. He has no control over any of us.
Not helping, Bruno, but you can explain later. If everybody could just please follow me, quickly, quickly, quickly.
Again, nice trick, Sturgeon, but I'm not falling for it.
Sturgeon!
Where's Jane Snow?
How could she just disappear?
All right, come on, keep moving!
The lights flicker off again.
That's two more board members gone.
Not to worry, I'm still here.
This way, let's go.
They follow Bruno down the hallway.
Okay, I know a shortcut.
Okay, look, I had that sealed off last week.
I know you think you did, but...
A Malvonian soldier performs a front flip.
Other way.
Another soldier appears at the other end of the hall.
Hold this.
Kathy throws a small object.
Hey, are those my biscuits?
That's not working.
They're just too light and fluffy.
They're an award-winning recipe. Of course they're light and fluffy.
But we need something more than baked goods to save us.
Albert fires the viscositor and a soldier falls.
It worked!
Albert!
Everybody duck!
He hits the other soldier with a blast of goo.
We want that! It works! All I needed was a little more awesome. And also a couple extra screws in the backpack, but still the viscositizer lives!
Albert, nice job!
Okay, we need to find the rest of the board members. Ladies! If you can hear me!
A soldier performs a series of backflips and looks around. Diane smiles and flies the drone into his face.
Yes.
Two girls wrap another soldier in a red cloth and high-five each other.
Yeah.
A soldier peers around a corner and is surprised by two girls throwing glitter. He cowers in fear and falls down a flight of stairs.
Prince, you owe me gold. But until then...
The female soldier motions for the board members to be quiet and opens the door. Chris taunts her with a funny face. He sprints down the hallway and the Malbonian soldier runs after him. Mrs. Snow attempts to remove Hartley's restraints. Boots steps into the room.
Hi, everyone. Don't worry, we're going to get you out of here as soon as possible. Yeah, you're last.
Chris watches as the Malbonian soldier runs into his drawing of a hallway. She collapses flat onto her back, and laughing, Chris rubs his hands together.
Timon, where are you? Come in!
Fire the hole!
Francisco wrestles a soldier to the ground.
Hando? Is that you?
Save our school! Save our school!
William! Save William, what is going Save on? Why am I getting texts from my girls about ninjas?
Did you hear what they're chanting?
Save our school!
Your girls and my boys.
Speaking of boys, all I have to do now is get Francisco back.
Sorry, who?
Never mind. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Boots, man, you did it. Well, I mean, we did it, but you...
Where's the prince?
I thought you had him.
I did, and, well, then I didn't, so...
Wait. What prince?
Bruno! Boots!
That was so much fun!
Bad prince.
He's with one of them!
Save our prince!
No!
Save our prince!
It's all right. This is Pando, head of the Royal Commandos.
With the Royal Commandos? Could somebody please tell me what is going on here exactly?
I would appreciate this too.
And you would be?
It is I, King Balthazar Diaz of the Royal Republic of Malbonia.
Malbonia.
But why would you want to come here, to this place of commoners, no offense intended?
Because, Father, ever since I became video pals with Bruno Walton, I saw how much fun you can have in a school. Even a school that is not a castle and has no statues of myself inside.
It is true, I am quite fun.
But that is ridiculous. School is not for fun. School is for important things, like learning how to be a king. You understand this, yes?
Actually, Your Highness, I happen to believe that when you let children guide their own learning experience, their sense of self engenders so...
I think what my well-meaning colleague is trying to say is that kids know what they need.
I need a snack. Believe it, not only endangering the board and the entire school, but me! And you, of course.
While saving your hide, partly. While saving all of our hides, which the board has agreed is a pretty great example of how well Headmaster Sturgeon has prepared his students for life beyond McDonald Hall.
What?
Plus, any school that can make a prince travel halfway around the world for fun must be doing something right.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I do.
Mrs. Snow covers her face in embarrassment.
No, she is right.
Yes, Miss Snow is tough, but fair.
No. Your colleague here, the beautiful.
Eugenia Scrimmage, currently single.
The king kisses her hand.
I have ignored what my son wants for too long, and I will fix this. And I will fix the school for the damage that my royal commandos have done to it.
Oh, one down at least.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, but what my friend means is that Ms. Scrimmage's academy was also damaged a few weeks ago, so we have to wait for that to be fixed and steam cleaned.
Or you can allow me to pay for one brand new school. That way, Mr. Sturgeon and Ms. Scrimmage can teach together forever!
I think it's possible.
Thing is too much change.
Well, I can just pay for both schools to be fixed. Rush job! Around the clock! Would you say 1 week is too long to live?
Oh, thank you. That would really help us let things get back to normal.
The students applaud enthusiastically.
Wow. I suppose this means you guys can be roommates again.
Bruno smirks at Boots, and the king hugs Francisco. The fish packs up Scrimmage's belongings, but pauses for a moment and removes a pink Buddha from a wastebasket and places it back on his desk. Albert removes a set of test tubes and a set of beakers from a cardboard box with a big smile on his face. Wilbur stocks his fridges full of food and opens up a plastic container and digs his face into it, tearing away pieces of meat. Kathy and Diane walk into their room and let out relieved smiles. They inhale deeply and close their eyes, a look of serenity washing over them.
No more bad smells here or across the street. You know, he's just getting used to them.
Chris sketches a drawing of Boots holding a cardboard box. Boots walks down a hallway carrying the box with a blender on top of it. He pauses in front of his dorm room door and frowns as he presses his ear against the door. He opens the door and finds Bruno drilling his blender into a wooden panel.
I can't find a little basketball net that went on top, but it's around here somewhere.
They mostly got in the way anyway. I've got this.
Boots hands Bruno his blender and he places it next to his.
Weird to have so many feelings about a pair of blenders.
I hope not.
Look, I never got a chance to say how you got all those kids to rally against those commandos.
Well, hey, probably wouldn't have been able to if they hadn't trained in the prank war.
Look, I'm sure whoever you decide to room with, you know, you'll have a great time.
Bruno.
And I guess the fish and you were right. You know, maybe we can do awesome things separately.
Sure we can. But it's still way more fun when we do it together.
Bruno looks him in the eye and Boots outstretches his hand. Bruno slaps it and they pull in close for a hug before bumping fists.
All right, where's that toaster?
Oh, right here.
That's gonna crack.
All right. So I guess growing up means you can't keep everything from changing after all, like the fish said. But if you're lucky and you have friends like I do, you don't have to do it alone.
How about some waffles?
Directed by Viviano Caldinelli. Written by Adam Barker and Mike McFadden. Producers Anthony Leo, Andrew Rosen.
Oh, yo, we gotta go. There is no time for
waffles.
Bruno tries to steal a flag from Albert.
Sorry, big boy. Let's go, please.
Follow the good and the right of the people of...
No, one a little more, here.
Yeah. Ugh. Yes, sir. Mm. It's gonna make you want to dance.
Diane dances and performs the robot.
Watch out!
Marie, if you please.
Where should I put that?
Okay. That's my boy.
But if you hurt my son, I will come back and destroy all of you!
The Malbonian king walks around angrily.
I'm sorry. That's
someone tell me it's not your brain!
Just sheer panic.
Starring Johnny Gray, Callan Potter, Drew Hitalglu, Joshua Kilmnick, Isaiah Lee, Kiana Madera, Hannah Vanden Bygart, Sam Berenger, Elijah Sandiford, Eugene Clark.
What do we do? Cougars!
I don't like cats!
What are we gonna do?
I don't like cats!
I don't
like cats!
That's a big cat! Oh. They don't have any kitty treats!
What?
Kitty treats!
I don't know!
Something!
I don't carry kitty treats!
Elmer's, skunk, pheromones, please.
There are three words that should
I said four words.
No, don't go giving up. Yo, is that Hartley?
Yeah.
Look at that nose.
Yeah.
Very accurate.
He just made it bigger.
Starring Raven Douda, Jane Eastwood, Scott Thompson, with Caroline Ray as Scrimmage and Peter Kelligan as Sturgeon. Kathy kicks her leg into the air and Bruno sticks his tongue into a clapperboard.
F only mark.
Oh, that was close.
Produced in association with Aircraft Pictures, Breakthrough Entertainment, and Chorus Media.